some naughty and nice economic indicators.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. As the year comes to a close, analysts are looking at a slew of economic data, trying to get a sense of just where we're headed in the new year. It's a pretty mixed bag this morning. On the naughty side, the housing sector. Sales of new homes dropped 11% in November to their lowest level in 7 months. On the nice side, us. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending rose in November, about 0.5%. Economist Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research in Washington, D.C. He says that's a very good sign.
It tells us that the consumer is maybe not the cheerleader for the economy, but they're definitely in the game. Given so many adversities, the difficulty obtaining credit, for example, given the big wealth losses over recent years, I think that's pretty encouraging that they're still in the game.
And the markets are as mixed as the news this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.1% to 10,449. The NASDAQ up about 0.3% to 2,259. The S&P 500 basically flat to 1,117. Overseas markets are mostly up. London's FTSE has added 0.5%. Some bad news from the British economy, though. The number of long-term unemployed in the UK has doubled since last year. 2.5 million people are out of work. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The British economy has been shrinking since the spring of last year, the longest and deepest slump of modern times. While the US and many other economies grew in the last quarter, the UK continues to decline. Britain now has an unenviable distinction, the only member of the G20 group of nations still in recession. One reason, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, is the supposed jewel in Britain's crown, London's preeminence as a financial centre.
We were more dependent on financial services than most other G20 countries. Financial services was the sector that took the biggest hit, and I think in that sense we are lagging the others coming out of recession.
Other economists say Britain has also been held back by its long binge on credit. The Brits are more heavily indebted than even the Americans. As households struggle to repay that debt, British consumer spending wanes. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Yahoo will be up and running for the holidays, but the company's telling most of its workers to stay home next week. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Several Silicon Valley companies shut down this time of year, but tech analyst Rob Enderle says they tend to be manufacturers or software companies. He says they can afford to take time off when their customers do.
Yahoo isn't that kind of a company. Yahoo is an ongoing media company, and that means they pretty much have to be up and running.
Especially, he says, with only a few weeks to go before the big consumer electronics show in Las Vegas. But this isn't a normal year. Yahoo has been struggling to cut costs. It laid off about 700 workers earlier this year. Peter Capelli teaches management at the Wharton School. He says more companies are turning to furloughs these days to avoid further layoffs.
You know, the interesting thing about this is they may end up saving more money than if they laid people off.
Capelli says that's because they'll avoid severance and legal costs and the expense of rehiring and retraining if and when business improves. Still, employees might not be overjoyed at the prospect of a long vacation. For days that aren't official holidays, they'll have to either burn vacation time or take unpaid leave. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Ford is saying this morning it will sell Volvo to Chinese automaker Geely for a reported $2 billion. Ford paid $6 billion for Volvo back in 1999. And winter storms put a damper on weekend holiday shopping. The Sunday before Christmas is a big day for retail here in the U.S. That's not the case everywhere, though. In Germany, stores can only open 10 Sundays a year. That usually includes the Sundays before Christmas, until now. Kyle James has more.
A Sunday afternoon and Berlin's main shopping district is packed. Next year, it'll be quieter. Stores won't be allowed to open all four Sundays leading up to Christmas. Reluctant Sunday shopper Michael Larenroth says that's fine with him.
We've decided to have one day in the week where we'll rest. I think especially now in our more hectic time, it's really important that we stick to that.
That day of rest, he mentions, isn't from the Bible. It's from Germany's constitution, which says Sunday should be a day of, quote, personal rest and spiritual edification, unquote. And it was on that basis that the Christian churches took the city of Berlin to court and persuaded the judges to crack down. Church officials like Bishop Ralf Meister say they're not trying to get people out of the malls and into the pews. They just want to keep Sunday as a day that people spend with their families, one where the country jumps off the consumer treadmill.
Is this the way we want to organize the life of a society? That buying, going shopping, is the main activity in the times you are free of work? And I would say no.
But Berlin's Retail Association says stores are already limited to opening on just 10 Sundays a year, so there's rest enough. Association General Manager Niels Busch-Petersen says the ruling will hit Berlin hard.
Berlin is a poor city, but we have a lot of guests with money, and we need them. And tourists from all over the world, they want to buy when they want to buy, and not when our churches or our lawyers allow it.
Labor unions, though, are in sync with the churches. They say retail workers need the time off. And overall, opinion in this very secular society seems favorable. An editorial in one national paper read, "Even the strictest atheist needs the switching off that Sundays allow." In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
And finally, lawyers in the UK report about 20% of divorce petitions cite Facebook as a main reason for the split. Things like flirty emails and suspicious photos. And one woman discovered her husband was divorcing her when he updated his Facebook status to say their marriage was over. Apparently, there are now 51 ways to leave your lover. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.